not the frog. Because what Satan is making a frog out of you, and you're not flowing. So force yourself to pray. And then you're going to get to a point you're going to have to force yourself anymore. You're just going to flow. The first part of praying is you got to force yourself. And then you come to a realm where you can flow in prayer. Being in prayer and not praying is not going to help you. I'm talking to everybody, you online, you got many online. You got to press through and pray. Over the years, I've done that. And you get to a place, listen to me very carefully, where prayer become a pleasure to you. Yes. Prayer is greater than any meal I eat or any holiday, any birthday, any celebration. Prayer is greater than all of that. Because I know the potential. I know the provision that come through prayer. So when you're sitting there or standing there, force yourself to pray. Then if you have to take a little break, take a little breather, but press back in. And then finally, they're not going to be able to stop you. Okay? This is a area to grow in for yourself personally, to cover yourself. Because you're going to need it. Time going to come that you're going to need it. You better not be faking. You better get in here and pray now. And you're preparing yourself to handle a situation that the enemy will try to bring against you. All right? I just thought I'd put that in. The Holy Ghost told me, knock the frog off the log. Because what happened, what the Holy Ghost is saying, is that you're a frog on the log if you're not praying. So don't just show up. Pray. And get direction from God. All right? Go right ahead. Here's another word from the Lord. Don't rest, press. You come to prayer to press, not to rest. Fight through it and keep praying. Every individual on the sound of my voice all around the world. We have how many? Put it on the screen, boy. How many we got here? 531. We're going to go to 600. We're going to go to 700. Go to 800. Go to 900. People all over the world are praying. Praying. You can watch them. You can look at it on the screen. You see their mouth. They're praying. Press, don't rest. The enemy wants you to rest in a time like this, but press through. What Paul said, I press toward the mark. You got to press in the spirit world. In the spirit world. In the spirit world. You can't handle the spirit world physically. You got to press in the spirit. If you ever cross the ditch, you'll never go back across. Now, I got many and you have crossed. I see the way they're praying, they're flurrying. They didn't cross the ditch. You'll never get them back on the other side of that ditch. That this is a common moment. This is not a common moment. This is the most precious moment in our lives. Your flesh don't lack it. But your spirit love it. And your soul trying to choke it out. But press in. I promise you, if you press in, you will never have a disadvantage of serving God. It's the best thing that can happen to you. It's better than your cars, your shoes, your houses, anything you think you got. Your money is better. And he know your heart. He know your mind, right? So let us train you while you're here. Press on through. Now, you got 110 local people here. Isn't that something? Prayer meeting as a Baptist boy, if you had 14, something had broken loose somewhere. And it's going to get larger and larger. And by your praying, you're going to call other people to come. And by your cheerfulness and the changes that are going to be made in your life by these prayer meetings. I feel the presence of God. They got real prayers in here. And so let them teach you how to pray. See, everybody's not in the same level in here. Some have been praying longer than others. We come to a place where prayer meeting is not to get what we can get. Prayer meeting is not all about what I want. I want this. I want a bigger house. Prayer meeting ain't about that. prayer meeting is about glorifying God and finding out what God wants you to do, and then God will do everything for you. So press in. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help everybody. You follow what I'm saying? I have experience in prayer. I was driving home today, and the Lord revealed to me, none of your employees work more than you. They might work 8 hours. You got 24 hours in a day. Sometimes I'll be 20 hours out that 24 hours. So press in. I tell you, you're going to enjoy it. Whoop that body. Whoop that soul. And don't let it keep you under its control. Go ahead and finish. Stop riding the boat and get in the water. That's what I heard the Holy Ghost say. Stop riding the boat and get off in the water. You're not going to ever know what God, how good God is unless you get in the water. Anybody can paddle in a boat and ride for free. Saints, if you come here, I'm going to train you. Because I know I've experienced it. I know what it is. I just want to shout and run right now. God is so good. Oh, my. God is so. Oh! God. Y'all need to walk in this every now and then. God is so real. Don't be a dead Christian. Serve him for who he is. Give him the glory. Ooh, my.